You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. 30 miles northeast of Oakland, just across the Carquinez Strait from Benicia, sits the town of Port Costa. It was built just after the gold rush as a ferry landing for the busy Central Pacific Railroad. But trucking made both ferries and railroads unnecessary, and things slowed down in Port Costa. Today, only about 200 people live there, and its whole downtown could fit in one San Francisco city block. But Port Costa has become a destination for motorcycle riders, antiquers, and adventurous types who visit the infamous Burlington Hotel. Some people say the hotel used to be a brothel and that it's haunted. But in Port Costa, it can be hard to find the line between fact and fantasy. This Halloween Eve, KALW's Zoe Ferrigno brings us the ghost story.
It's late on Sunday morning. Port Costa is full of people shopping for antiques and getting brunch. I'm here for a tour of the Burlington Hotel.
I know the hotel was built in 1883.
That's Hillary Campman, who manages the Burlington.
And I don't really know what happened to it between 1883 and the early 60s. But in that time, a man named Bill Rich bought all the buildings in Port Costa in downtown for something like $20,000. And he was a Coors Beer truck driver from San Francisco. And he's sort of the nouveau patriarch of the town.
She dismisses the plaque on the building that says it was once a brothel. And when she leads me up a long old staircase to the second floor, she kind of bristles when I ask why each room has a hand-painted sign with a different woman's name on it.
Yeah, so Bill Rich, I think he was playing off the rumors that it was a brothel, and so he named the rooms after women he knew. Friends and family and people in the town. Like, there's a room named Hazel.
Named for an antique store owner.
Emma Sue is his sister. Peggy and Victoria were women that lived in town. And I think all of them were just people that that he knew from around here. Yeah. But everyone thinks it's women of the night.
Hillary also disputes the rumor that the Burlington is haunted.
I'm here all the time by myself, and either I'm extremely unpopular with ghosts or there just aren't any.
She says the only spirits she knows about are across the street in the bar called The Warehouse.
I think people who like Port Costa, like who really like it, tend to be imaginative, fanciful people. So if you combine that with the fact that The Warehouse makes all their cocktails double by default, you could come up with some ghost stories really fast that way.
So I head over to the bar. By now it's afternoon, and the street out front is starting to fill up with motorcycles. It's a warm day, and there are just a few people inside, sitting at the bar or playing pool. The bartender on duty is Barbara Williams. She says in the decade she's worked here, plenty of customers have told her spooky stories about the hotel. But more importantly, she tells me that she's seen ghosts right here in the bar.
I felt a breeze come across my face, and I thought I locked the door, but I wasn't sure, but I turned around to ask to tell the customer that I was closed, and I seen this brunette lady, hair pinned up in a bun, in a long blue dress. She turned around and she looked at me and she went through the door.
Like she passed right through the closed door.
Scared me to death.
And Barbara says she's seen another ghost in the bar, one who's much more well-known.
And it was about 11 o'clock at night. I had maybe 10 customers, but they were all behind playing pool. And I seen a man walk through the restaurant side. And I'm like, sir, we're closed. The restaurant's closed. And he ignored me.
Barbara was annoyed and went to kick him out.
He was nowhere to be found. So I was kind of confused. I thought, maybe I'm tired, maybe something. And so I talked to one of the other bartenders maybe a couple days later, and she told me, she said, that sounds like it was Bill Rich.
Bill Rich, the guy who bought the whole town in the 60s. The man Barbara saw was wearing a plaid shirt and cowboy hat, known to be Bill Rich's signature look. But by that night, Bill Rich had been dead for 7 years. Port Costa resident Ariel Taylor told me about an experience she had at a friend's house just up the street.
It was a really, really warm day, and there isn't a lot of air conditioning in Port Costa, as you can imagine. Most people in these kind of old houses just open their windows, and so every window in the house is open to get a cross breeze.
Everyone was outside hanging out. At one point, someone noticed that the toddler who lived in the upstairs apartment was getting close to one of the open windows. They called up to the mother.
Watch out! Gabrielle is very close to the window! Be careful! And then, all of a sudden, without warning, every window in the entire house slammed closed. The top windows, the bottom windows, the entire house, the kitchen windows, the dining room, all the way to the back bedroom, every window in the entire house closed simultaneously at the same time, keeping the baby inside.
Ariel works at the cafe on the first floor of the Burlington. She says people sometimes come in and ask about ghosts in the hotel.
I always say, I've never felt one here, but you can go up the corner and you might find her.
Just don't go looking in the hotel itself, says manager Hillary Campman. She tells me she kicks ghost hunters out of the hotel. They're just too disruptive.
People have come and look around in the evening when there are guests in the room and they get themselves all freaked out and they're like squealing in the hallways and I have to be like, you know, high key lady screams.
Hillary even cancels people's reservations if she finds out they're seriously investigating paranormal activity. She says she gets it. The building is old, and parts of it are a little spooky, like the peeling wallpaper or the tarnished mirror on the third floor. But Hillary wants people to remember that the building's age also makes it special.
People think, for the most part, that any building of a certain age has to be haunted because so many people have gone through it, that why wouldn't it be? And I think there's something to the fact that when a place has been around a long time, there is a lot of human energy that has been in it. Like, that there is a lot of history that has passed through it. And I don't really feel that as something paranormal or ghosty, but I do think it's like maybe something that commands respect. Just being older than anyone alive today commands respect.
She wants people to be realistic about the hotel and its history. But that doesn't mean she wants Port Costa to lose its edge.
One of the people who live in town calls Port Costa the land of misfit toys. And I think it is a little bit like that.
Even if you don't fit in, she says, you can still fit in Port Costa, whether you believe in its ghosts or not. In Port Costa, I'm Zoe Ferrigno for Cross Currents.